steel grey clouds, reminders of steel grey guns and bombs gather, and God weeps heavy tears. A blood-red sunrise looks over the barbed wire surrounding the gas chambers and mass graves, the result of terrible violence, and the prayer was never again. Steel grey clouds, reminders of steel grey guns and bombs gather, and God weeps heavy tears. A blood-red sunrise looks over the battlefields of Iraq, Syria, and the whole area that suffered so much as the result of such terrible violence. Steel grey clouds, reminders of steel grey guns and bombs gather, and God weeps heavy tears. A blood-red sunrise looks over a battlefield, the lands of so many places across Africa that suffer still as the result of terrible violence. Steel grey clouds, reminders of steel grey guns and bombs gather, and God weeps heavy tears. A blood-red sunrise looks over Afghanistan that still suffers the result of starvation and such terrible violence. And still we prayed, no more, never again. Steel grey clouds, reminders of steel grey guns and bombs gather, and God weeps heavy tears. A blood-red sunrise looks over Ukraine, where civilians hide in basements. Tanks crush citizens, and the whole country suffers terrible violence. With each loss of life and each injury, God weeps for every person who suffers at the hands of unnecessary violence wrought by sin. Let us pray. God of all, with alarm and concern, we bring before you the military intervention in Ukraine. In a world you made for peace and flourishing, we lament the use of armed force. We mourn every casualty of this conflict, every precious life extinguished by war. We pray for comfort for those who grieve and those who are fearful. Hear our longing that the leaders and nations will honour the worth of all people by having the courage to resolve the conflict through dialogue. May all our human failings be transformed by your wonderful grace and goodness. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, the author of peace and the sustainer of creation. Amen. And we now move to a time for reflection. There will be music playing quietly. It's by John Rutter and from Requiem. There will be also a time, if you wish, for personal prayer, open prayer, and the lighting of candles. But just in case you can't hear the words that are sung, I'll read them to you. Out of the deep have I called unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. O let thine ears consider well the voice of my complaint. If thou, Lord, will be extreme to mark what is done amiss, O Lord, who may abide it? For there is mercy with thee, therefore shalt thou be feared. I looked for the Lord, my soul doth wait for him. In his word is my trust. My soul fleeth unto the Lord. Before the morning watch, I say, before the morning watch. O Israel, trust in the Lord. For with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all of her sins. And that is from Psalm 130. Let us pray. God of love, our hearts break at the violence in our world, the loss of life, the casual disregard of the children of God treated as collateral damage in a political power game. We pray for families split apart as women and children flee and men are armed to defend their homes. We pray too for all those who have died, all those who have been wounded. We pray in praise of those who persist in demonstrating and working for peace. And those of us so far away who feel quite helpless to stem the tide of war. Guide our feet and minds that we do not take backward steps fueled by hatred. Guide our mouths and hearts that we do not remain silent when the humanity and homes of others is being assaulted and invaded. With such love as Jesus shared with the world, we, his disciples, are compelled to stand for justice, to seek peace, and pursue it. Amen. Well, let us share the peace. May the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be all with God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Thank you, everyone.